Hello. If you are into conversations that are habitually disruptive, welcome to Confessions of a Crappy Christian, the Speakeasy Edition. So I'm recording this on Friday, June 30th, and it's been an exciting day out of the Supreme Court. I've had multiple decisions handed down, but one of them pretty directly is applicable in my life as a practicing Christian. And so I wanted to share some thoughts about it. I actually put a post up on Instagram and I got this comment from someone, and I'm going to read it to you. And then I've actually seen this argument on TikTok a couple of times. And so I just wanted to kind of throw my hat in because that's what I do. So the comment said, but if Walmart or any other business said no Christians welcome, or due to religious reasons, we won't serve Republicans, there would be massive conservative outrage. And then they said, to make it smaller, if the local coffee shop said no straight people, or the local bakery wouldn't serve cops, there's outrage. Because beliefs will always offend someone. I'm not saying that either way is right or wrong, just that when the tables are turned, sometimes it feels different. And I agree and disagree. So I agree in that there would be massive conservative outrage because this has already happened. This is what happened during June with Target. What happened in March with Bud Light. Like, that's kind of the point, is that those are constitutionally protected actions. And so if this specific case, let's talk about this specific case. It's 303 Creative LLC versus Alanis, which decided that a Christian graphic designer in Colorado was not legally required to create wedding websites for same-sex couples. Justice Neil Gorsuch's response said the First Amendment protects an individual's right to speak his mind, regardless of whether the government considers this likely to cause anguish or incalculable grief. In essence, this is saying, your feelings are not protected by the First Amendment. Speech and religion are, so I can say things, and it can hurt your feelings, and you can choose to not give me money. Conservatives do it all the time, and so do liberals. It's what we do. And it's protected by the Constitution, and that is what this ruling upheld. So I realize that it hurts a lot of people's feelings for Christians to say that our Bible says things like in Mark 10:6, where it says, but from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. I understand that it hurts your feelings when there are verses like Romans 1:26 that says, for their women exchange natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. I know that that is hurtful because you have made the life choice to live that way. And I'm telling you that I think that it's wrong. And I know those verses get translated a lot of different ways. And I also know enough about Judaism to know that this religion takes this issue so seriously that men cannot even platonically share a bed with another man on vacation, according to Hasidic law. Like, that is foolish. That is foolish. And I also understand it. I understand why you would want the Bible to say something different, because it's a matter of who this person loves. I get that. I have a lot of questions about that. But I also believe in the correct order of things. And that is why I am thankful to live in a country where I can have a religion that believes that same-sex marriage goes against the natural order of things. Like, you can call it antiquated. You can call it bigoted. That's fine. Like, we can disagree fundamentally. I'm okay with that. This is what I believe. That is what you believe. That's the whole point of America. Like, that's what we're going to celebrate on the 4th. And this freedom is not available everywhere. This freedom to disagree. People get thrown off of buildings for shit. It is real out there. And maybe you need to look outside of our borders for a quick second and take your head out of your ass. I don't care who you sleep with. I really don't. Do I think you could make better choices? Sure. I know I could too. I'm not really worried about it until you agendize it and you try to put it in front of my kids. I don't expect you to make your kids watch VeggieTales. I won't make mine watch your propaganda stuff. And like, we're good. Coexist. And I'm actually not even taking a stance on whether Christians should create websites for same-sex marriages. I was in the wedding industry before I became a stay-at-home mom. I've never been in this situation. I never had a request like this come through. But if I'm thinking in retrospect, I do think that I might have felt weird getting paid to plan a big celebration for something that I disagree with. I think I might have felt a little bit conflicted about taking someone's money to build a website for their wedding that, because of my religion and my religious views, I disagree with this union. Just like there are a lot of heterosexual people that have gotten married that I don't think should have gotten married. I believe that the God of Jacob created men and women to function together really beautifully and symbiotically. And I have a whole nother episode on this. It's episode 220. You can go back and listen to it. But like, yes, I do appreciate that the Constitution protects my right to go, you know what? I actually don't want to take this job because it's against what I believe. And maybe I can help them find another really talented wedding coordinator that's comfortable with this job. You can very easily find another graphic designer that's really talented and really affordable. I know this for a fact. So why did you need to drag this all the way through the court system, and how did it get to the Supreme Court? The Constitution does not protect your feelings. And I understand that it hurts your feelings that someone disagrees with you and what you believe, but this is America. We have things like the Constitution and the First Amendment, which protects the freedom of speech and allows individuals to express their opinions, ideas, and beliefs without the government interfering. Because trust me, governments like to interfere. I like that ours can less than some other people's. I think it is a good idea that governments interfere less in what I do and don't tell me what I can do, say, or who I have to give or take money from. There are very few other places that this exists, and I appreciate it about living in America. This is actually our government's job, is to go, hey, I can't make you do it. I can't make you not do it. Y'all figure it out. That is not our government's job. That's other countries' government's job, but it's not ours, because the preamble literally says we the people. And I know that we have very much lost the grasp of the power of the people, but this is good. This is our government letting us have that a little bit. That's a good thing. And I realize that it may result in some hurt feelings. I think we're going to be okay.